All right, let's step on to the second part, which is what most people have been talking about, which is the Northern Pass. I think I'll upset you first and then hopefully please you second. Number one, this has nothing to do with today. Northern Pass is not about cutting land today to get power down. It looks that way. It's been laid out to be that way. You got kids? Anyone here got kids? Give them a map and tell them to draw two lines. Extend the Northern Pass down. Keep going. You're going to come out by Keene into Massachusetts, land owned by Northeast Utilities. They will have a complete corridor all the way from Quebec to southern New England. They don't have to pay anybody else for transmission costs anymore. Think of the future, not today. How about the line going over to the, am I going the right way? Probably this way. Go east to Franklin, where the power station's going to be. Continue that land, that line going. Where's it going? Boston, you're right. Why? NSTAR, Northeast Utilities. I guarantee you that before you know it, the next proposal you're going to hear, if Northern Pass goes through, is they're going to want to extend the DC line straight down to Mass. And they're going to want to get more stuff going to the east into the Boston area. And what does New Hampshire get out of it? Do we get revenue? Do we get a better view? Anybody paying us off? They're getting your land. We got landowners in here, please show of hands. You're all going to be stupid if you sell your land. I told you I'm going to upset you. Lease it. Don't let it go. Because right now we're in the worst recession we've had in God only knows when. Real estate, as you know, is in the toilet. Actually, it's below that. It's in the cesspool. It's all the way down. Why is Northeast Utilities doing this? Number one legal responsibility they have is to their shareholders. Number two, and everything else behind, is to obey the laws in doing business as they do. I have nothing against Northeast Utilities. Good company, good corporation. They're doing what's good for Northeast Utilities. They're taking advantage of the low real estate market now and buying up a corridor to get themselves from being landlocked by other energy providers. This is their highway to heaven. This is their way of getting a free route. Number two, I also stumbled across, I believe it's called Champaign-Hudson. Is that going forward or is that in limbo? Good. Anybody know about that? Any hands here? 1, 2, 3, maybe 5, 10%. Okay, 30 seconds. You know what that is? That's 5 inches. That's how big the cable is that they're going to use on this project. Two of them. They need 25 feet of right-of-way to put those cables underwater, under land. Right down Lake Champlain, right down the Hudson River Valley. There's few land diversions due to ecological problems. Why can't it be done here? Why do we need, who said, 1,300 feet? Think of the future, not today. What they're trying to do is buy up land, El Cheapo. Why? To establish a roadway to heaven. 350-foot towers. How big are these things? 1,300. I don't know. Someone give me a number.
135.
135. Do we need to be that high? If you only need 25 feet when they're on the ground, why do we need that high? Because those high towers, once they get the permit, how many more lines can they hang on it? How much expansion can they do? I hear a man say two. I don't know. I'm an engineer, but I'll be honest with you, high power is not my forte. I deal with small things, as in silicon and computers. However, I do think logically, this stinks. For whatever other reason you want, I hope I pleased you, okay?